A miracle in my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. A miracle in my life. This morning I received an email from London from a rather remarkable lady, and she says, I have a miracle in my life. Now, she is lying right through her teeth. She not only has a miracle in her life, she has a number of miracles in her life. Miracle in your life. You have a number of miracles in your life. And as she wrote, she went through each one of her, starting with herself, each family member, saying that they were whole and perfect, they were fantastic, they were glorious, and they were harmonious, and they were independently wealthy, and they were in divine order. She went through each member of her family, covering all of the incidences of their perfection, all of the incidences where she would see them as being perfect. And she says, you are, they are, she is. And that's kind of interesting, because we have to be careful how we do this. If we say, I see you fabulous, that's great. When we say, you are fabulous, then we are ordering someone to be something, and do we have the, not the right, but do we have the strength to order people around? Do you have the strength to be the authority in your world? Or do you have the strength to be the authority for yourself in your world? We have the strength to be the authority for ourselves and our world, and as we are the authority for ourselves and our world, what we say is, I see me. I am whole and perfect. That we can say. And I see me whole and perfect. And I see everyone whole and perfect. And I see them. Now, we are the creator of our world. We've talked very often about this. We're the creator of our world. And as the creator of our world, what do we say? We say, I am whole and perfect. We don't say, I want to be whole and perfect, or I will be whole and perfect, I would like to be whole and perfect. When we say any of those things about future hopefulness about something, then we're not recognizing it as a possibility. Like, I want your car. Well, okay, so you want their car. How are you going to get their car? Are they going to give it to you? Are they going to sell it to you? Are they going to die and will it to you? Are you going to steal it? How are you going to get their car? You don't want somebody else's car. You want your own car. I now have my ideal car. I now have the car that turns me on in every possible way. And you don't even know how you're going to be turned on, really. Because you might be turned on by a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or a Mercedes or a Ford or a Honda. You know, who knows? And if you're going to limit yourself, then you go right ahead. Now, what sort of body have you been accustomed to having? Have you been accustomed to having a body that's got aches and pains all your life? Are you accustomed to having a body that's one day good and one day not good? Are you accustomed to have... So you see, when you say, my body is whole and perfect, then you're saying that your body, which is accustomed to having aches and pains, may not have so many aches and pains anymore, or any, you know. But when you say, I am whole and perfect, and if you want to say, my every organ, action, function, my body is whole and perfect, or this and that, that's okay, but you're getting into the particulars. And every time you think of an organ or action, every organ, action, function, my body is perfect. Oh, but my liver. Oh, but my heart. Oh, but this. And, you know, all those things come to your mind the minute you say every organ, action, function. And it's a shame. It's a shame to do that, but that's what we do. We do that. And in doing that, what happens? Then we are experiencing those things, and we're having those things happen to us, and that's a negative thing that we have in our life. We want to say, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. We just say, I am whole and perfect. You cannot get tangled up when you say, I am whole and perfect. And when you look at your son, and your son is suffering from a cold, and you say, I see you free of your cold. I see you whole and perfect. I see your body whole and perfect. I see the cold is gone. I see your body is in perfect health. You see, and you're fighting it. You say, get out of their cold. Get out of their imperfect health. Get out of their badness. And when you say, I see me whole and perfect, there's no comparison. There's no comparison. You're not saying any one thing. You're not saying any particular thing. The general terms that we use are very powerful. Now, when this lady from London spoke about her family, she said, you are this and you are that and you are wonderful and you are fantastic, which is a very wonderful thing. It's a big step from thinking that you are not perfect. Now, the next step that I would like to see her take is that she says, I am divine order. I am peace. I am harmony. I am wholeness. I am purity. I am abundance. You see, and now as she says all these things, what's she going to see? She's going to see abundance, wholeness, harmony, and peace. That's all she's going to see. If she says, I am harmony, I am whole, if you and I say that, then that's all we are going to see. And as long as we are going to talk about the illnesses, the unhappiness, or the other things that make us upset, then we're going to exacerbate them. We're going to make them grow. We're going to make them take over our life. So, I said to her, beloved, you are indeed a miracle lady. As you work with yourself and your family and your world, your words are most powerful when you can say, I see, rather than you are. For when you say you are commanding them to an action or an experience. When you say I see of yourself and each of your beloveds, you are revealing what already exists and calling it forth. Revealing. It is now in your life as their experience. You are the master. The revelation of your choice for yourself is what is most important to you and your experience. I join with you and your beloveds in seeing each one experiencing your choice for them now. And your choice is all that matters. Hence, it is extremely important that your choice be noble and outstanding as it is. This is important for all of us because it's so easy for us to think that we just have a miracle in our life and that that miracle is something unusual or spectacular or different. Sure, you want a miracle in your life. Changing your attitude from one point to another. One point says that you're sick and the other point says you're well. Now, to change that attitude, that's a miracle. To change the experience, that's a miracle. But this should be an everyday occurrence, an everyday appearance. If every single day you have in your mind the thought that you are whole and perfect, then you'll live in a world that is whole and perfect. Because whatever world you see about you is a pure indication of what's going on inside of you. Whatever world you see about you, a world of abundance, of health, of wealth, of happiness, of harmony, then that's who you are. But if you see one that is in any way lacking these virtues, then that's who you are. And there's no getting around it. We can't hide. People look at us and they say, oh, I don't want to be with that person. They're very negative. Because you're experiencing negative things. I don't want to be around sick people. I don't want to be around people who are poor. I don't want to be around people who have negative attitudes of mind. Well, then, if I don't want to be around them, I shouldn't create them. I shouldn't create them in my life. And then, I cannot see anything in my world except who I am. And if I can only see who I am, and I am wonderful and beautiful and fantastic, then I will see everyone wonderful, beautiful, and fantastic. It's just the principle. It's just the way it works. And so, the miracle is a lovely word, but a miracle oftentimes means something that's unusual that's happening. And we want that something that's unusual that's happened, that to be something that's happening regular. in our life, in our affairs, in all of our experiences, all of the time. And so, my friend, in your wonderful London atmosphere, I see you experiencing everything beautiful and good right now. I see you experiencing wholeness for your entire family because you are whole. I see you experiencing abundance for your entire family because you are abundant. I see you doing all the things that are wonderful and glorious and good right now because that's who you are. It's a wonderful thing, but it's something where you have to really be in charge. You have to really know who you are and follow through on it. And the way to do that is to say, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. And when you say that, then everything in your world is everyone liking each other, everything in divine order, and everything in peace. Have a lovely day, and know that you are with me, and I am with you all the way. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.